I got you a cake.
You did? I want to see the cake.
And ta-da.
I hate it.
How do you hate it? It's a cake.
Well, there's no flowers or toys or, I mean, there's nothing on it. Where did you even find a cake like this? I mean, it doesn't have my name on it. Do you guys know what my name is? My name is Kelly.
Right. I forgot if there was an E between the L and the Y. I still don't know.
I mean, I don't even know what the theme is. What's the theme?
It's bird frosting.
Those aren't themes. There's always a theme.
There's always a theme.
Nice job on the cake, bozo.
Okay, you know what? Next time, I'll let you get the cake, and I get to scream at the birthday girl.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement with the birthday girl. I am John Papa Giorgio.
Oh, is this your birthday show?
I guess it's the birthday show. Why not? Yeah, why the hell do you think I was playing such a laughless clip?
I didn't know, actually.
Yeah, exactly. It's the birthday
Reached
show.
Reached the bottom of the barrel, I assumed.
I wanted to play my crap from last year where I had the Stevie Wonder birthday song for MLK and the Ramones from The Simpsons.
Oh, no, that's funny.
Yeah, the Ramones one was botched and I couldn't find Stevie. So we went with this.
Right.
I was randomly trying to find some office before the show.
What, did you pull off the DVR or what?
No, the Office Hulu.
Okay.
Good old Hulu's got all the recent episodes.
Is it possible to pull audio off DVR?
Or? Yeah, it's distorted, but the Laura Ingraham people, whom have yet to give me the job officially, so get on that, guys.
Yeah, F them.
I want you. You bite your tongue, boy.
Conservative dummy.
You bite your tongue. I need that paycheck. I need that exposure. I need that fame. You can listen to Papa's Basement every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. on FCAC.org/WEBR. You're also getting it on Cox 37, Comcast 27, Poor Person Cox 10, and archives are found at inpapasbasement.com.
Well, if you Google your name, does it bring up any of this stuff?
I think all the crap I did for that failed NFL blog comes up first. This might be on the first page.
You might want to start doing these things under a fake name. Just for this reason.
I don't. Yeah. No, they definitely. I got this on my resume for radio.
What about the Redskins blog?
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm.
I have it all on my resume.
Hmm.
The Redskins blog looks good for radio because you kind of need a journalism angle, too.
Do it under the pseudonym John Shimpo.
Juan Caliente. That's the one I've been using lately. But, yeah, it's the birthday show because I'm the birthday girl and I will be, God, 28.
God, I thought I was going to say 27.
Damn old, defeated 28. I remember when Mark Perez was old at 23 and I was 20. And
oh,
we were lifting weights in the basement, playing magic cards like a couple of homos. And he was an old, old man at 23. Now I'd sell my soul for that ripe age.
Nah, 28's still young, honestly.
Ish. It's like, verging into young-ish, no longer young.
I have to talk to
progressively older people
I know.
For them to laugh and be like, oh, you're still young.
Yeah, oh, obviously. But I'd say 33 is when I'll really start.
Really?
Eyeing the cliff. I don't know.
You know, I know your energy just starts to suck after 60. You're pretty good to go till 40. You really look.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not worried about that. Like, I'd still, like, work out and be in shape. I'm just saying, like, when you can no longer refer to yourself as young.
Yeah. Yeah. Mid 30s.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching Big as a kid and Tom Hanks when he was, like, 35 and playing the grown up little kid.
Right.
I just thought he was old as all S.
And he was 35 in the movie?
Something like that, yeah, 33, 35.
Yeah.
You're a little kid, though. What the hell do you know? You think the Saved by the Bell people
exactly,
are
old, which they are.
Oh, yeah, they're older
Mario
than high
Lopez
school kids.
Is probably like 34.
Exactly. Time. No, friggin'.
No, they're all like 20s.
Mark Paul Gosselaar was 86 a couple weeks ago.
I wonder how old they really were. I just know they weren't like high school age or anything close.
It wasn't like 90210 where you had
it's
a couple
like
bitches
olds.
Who were 38. They were within 5 years, I'd say. They're probably all like
23.
Yeah, 22. Especially Screech, who later did porno.
Did he just film himself, or he actually did like a produced
one? You don't remember. The faked porno. When all the...
Yeah, so it was like a leaked sex tape.
Quote, unquote, leaked, and later it was revealed.
No, any sex tape...
He got two hookers that he banged, and then he put it out there.
No, they're like doing like a contest. He's saying like he and his friends are all like filming themselves like effing, trying to get stuff like Dirty Sanchez's on tape.
Yeah, but I heard he paid hookers.
Oh, he's Screech.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, who wants to F Screech, first of all? Or
Dustin. I don't know. See, you figured that'd
Dustin
be like,
Diamond, for that matter, either. The in one or out perk, of character. He's uneffable.
The one perk of being him. At least he can maybe like scrounge up some Dirty Screech. Be like, hey, I used to be Screech. And then people bang
yeah, and
him
they're
to say
ask,
they banged
they're gonna be
Screech.
Like, oh, where's Zach? Like, even in real life, that's going to happen.
Where's Zach? Slater?
Yeah, I want to blow AC. I want to blow Albert Clifford.
Is Alfred Clifford or Albert?
Albert Clifford Slater.
All right. I remember the clip.
Jesse Spano, Lisa Turtle, Kelly Kapowski.
All right. Zach Morris.
Thank you.
Richard Belden.
Yes. Good call.
I don't think they ever gave Max his last name.
It was Max Gettelstein. I have no idea.
Weinberg, yeah.
He just looked very Jewish.
It looked like that. Was it Craig Proops? Do you remember that dude?
Yes, it was not
that
him.
Snarky
it looked
a-hole.
Like him.
Yeah. It looks like Buddy Holly, basically.
Yeah, like a fatter,
Buddy Holly
more
stunt.
Ethnic Buddy Holly. Yeah, exactly. A Buddy Holly whose ancestors built the pyramids. So I'm
worked
getting
directly under Moses.
Yeah, I'm getting old, brother. I'm getting old. Sadly, it means you're getting old,
11 days behind you, 26. Jesus Christ.
If I get in any car accidents, your organs ain't any riper than they used to be. I got this little toy. I forgot about it entirely, but I was able to pull this from King.
The years have been good to you, John. You were more distinguished kind of ugly.
Thank you. We can work that in a couple times.
Was that from the DVR?
No, again from Hulu.
Wow.
Because the Laura Ingraham people showed me a piece of equipment I have to buy.
Uh-huh. I figured it was something.
It's a feedback isolator. Otherwise, for some reason, whenever you pull audio off the TV, it sounds like S.
Conversions, like different bandwidth, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, so you have certain
and it's like a $20 wire that you run it through and it sounds magical. But
So it'd actually be, like, perfectly clean.
Yeah, but that's most cool. Of the crap I need is on Hulu.
So is that how, like, Rob does it, you think?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, because he gets stuff, like, the next night.
Yeah, it's, you get two jacks that run out of the TV, right. Then you feed it into the feedback isolator, and then voila, into the computer. Quite simple.
Sounds interesting.
Well, the show's theme today is I came in because it's my birthday and I actually got my brother as a co-host, but I have no plan because I woke up at 2 in the morning for TOP yet again and drank a lot of coffee and had the poo-poos as drinking all the coffee does. And then I came home and scrounged one out.
Do you drink coffee hot? I can't stand it. Like, it's got to be iced.
Are you kidding me? No, I drink just boiling black coffee.
Jeez. No, like, I won't put sugar in it, just like skim milk. Cool that S down and make it creamy.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you even drink coffee? We don't have it around
Rarely.
The house or anything.
Like, if you ever go to Costco when it opens,
yeah,
and you have the white people stampede, have you ever seen that?
You
people
mean like
lining up like effing
11?
Metallica tickets are
I've
going
never,
on sale.
I've seen the line once.
I think
just
it's
laughed.
10. No, it's seriously mother
effers.
It's 10
effers, for the
like,
corporate customers. If you have the Gold Star ticket, it's 10. That's the one perk I've
noticed. It's 10:30. I know it's not 11.
No, it's 10 for the special customers, 11 for us riffraff.
Huh. Well, I guess I got in with the special customers.
Like, I doubt they enforce it all that much.
Yeah, because I was having coffee, and I guess they had, like, what are those effing things called? Danishes out.
Really?
Because we're such VIPs to them.
Really?
No, dude. It's like a continental breakfast waiting for you when you walk in.
Did you get a foot bath and a whack off?
FJ.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God.
No, it's just free coffee and...
The biggest running gag ever, the foot job.
Breakfast S.
The grossest act of all time.
From the China woman. Yeah, like, Sampra!
Sampra. Sampra! Sampra!
What did they parody that on? SNL?
I don't know.
It's true. Oh. I remember one time the bitch was like doing it just for shock value. Like she literally was like laughing. She wanted to see how loud she could scream it. Sampo!
I got accosted for the first time by someone doing the samples. She was a credit card
bitch,
actually.
Pokey with a toothpick? Okay, get back here.
Diddy Mow! No, she kind of ran out into the middle of the walkway to accost me and Rich to get us to look at the credit card rates or something. We had to run away.
Because Rich was there. No, oh, credit cards.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm such an a-hole. No, dude. I mean, like any salesman.
Oh, you're making a food joke about Rich. I thought you were making a black man credit card joke.
Oh.
You could have gone either way with that on Rich.
Poor Rich.
I love Rich. He's the best. Too. Saint. The only person I know out there who just doesn't really have much evil in his... You know, I take that back. He spent enough time with me, and I started hearing evil things slip out of his mouth. And I was just
it
like,
rubs off.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what am I doing?
It does. It's yeah. addictive.
He's like, oh, God, I want to kill her. I'm like, you wouldn't have said that 6 months ago.
Hey, Vivian.
So...
Ivian Bay.
There we go. Ivian Bay. A certain roommate of Rich's, maybe.
It rhymes with Vivian.
Yeah. Vivian. Another Vietnamese lady.
Oh, apparently she has that effect on people.
Yeah.
She seems to have driven a lot of people from that household.
Whatever is it?
A
like,
lot of paying people.
What is it like to live with someone you want to kill?
Oh, gee. We wouldn't know.
No, we wouldn't at all. One more week
ask
with
us,
the...
Ask yeah, next Sunday.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Or Saturday.
We won't even be able to tell a story next Saturday.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how he reacts once he's told that he's going to be out by then.
He better be out. He better be out. Cause
Saturday.
Again.
You can't have someone moving in and moving out at the same time. There's only one door.
Well, technically, the move-in would be March 1st on.
Right. Yeah. So they need to be out by the 28th. Because
yeah,
technically,
Saturday.
They shouldn't be there on the 1st.
I don't even like to think about it. It's just so weird how bad that got.
On one hand, I do just because, like, I love...
We're talking about
I mean,
our
so far, if you think about
way.
It, we've won every battle. And I can tell
there's
he's
there's no win
pissed.
Or lose just because, like...
It gets on our nerves.
Yeah.
It
I now
your
hate
energy.
To come into my house.
Yeah.
There's no winning in that equation.
No.
And I'm having to hound for money. And, like, just thinking about it, I got my hands on my temples on this. Right. Like, I don't... It oh. just... We'll get to that later. The
I mean,
lovely
again,
living
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
Shall we? So, what will we do for the birthday? Did you want to do anything? I don't care. I've hit that. Turn off your damn phone. I heard it buzzing.
No, it wasn't me. Okay, it was someone right. outside, man.
Okay. My dog-like ears picked that up.
No, I did too. It was
why? Why you got to take that from me? It's my dog-like hearing. It's my Wolverine senses.
I have acute ears on.
Playing again. There, it's recording again. Yay!
Like
you're
you
back.
Can actually stop and start recording on a CD.
Yeah, different tracks.
I did not know that.
It just glitched out for some reason.
I thought if it's like a CDR, mm-hmm. once it's done, it's done.
Well, it wasn't finalized.
No.
Oh.
Well, isn't this some fancy piece of recording okay. equipment?
But the usual Papa Giorgio birthday is a strip club. It's
Indeed.
Been that for as long as I can remember. That's the one
Past
thing.
Several years, yes.
It's the one thing I always thought strip clubs were for. Now I realize maybe that's a degenerate's view. Like, not every guy is hell-bent on getting to the T-bar.
No, nah, even I'm burnt out on them. Like, it's a depressing place.
I'm spent. I don't care anymore. And you know what? It's more my cheapness. It's not like it's a degenerate place that got me burnt, you know, sick of it. It's... I don't want to give anyone the money it took me hours to earn for a 5-minute cheesy grind to Linkin Park that I don't even get one up to.
Yeah, it's not worth the money. It's just like for fun, you know? So it looks like you really have fun there. F it.
Yeah, and I don't. I mean, the whole...
Then why pay for it?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's not like, for the most part, they're that attractive.
No. But that's like in the hopes you get a number.
Yeah, even that I don't care for.
Yeah,
your average stripper's nuts.
Well, duh.
Why
your average chick
it?
Is nuts. I mean, and any woman being driven into that line of work.
Yeah, really, when you think about it, and you've met enough women, who just says, F it, I'm going to dance naked? Like, where does that occur to you?
Well, most
I'm not
are
saying
single
you're
moms.
Pariah if you do it. Lord knows I, you know more than a couple dancers. They're normal enough people in the end. We all are. We're just trying to make a buck.
I don't know about that.
It's not
one.
Like they eat babies in their off time.
No, but they're effed in the head.
Yeah, but...
They don't make good girlfriends. I'll put it that way. Well,
yeah, no, I
I'm not just saying because of the job, even if it's the, like, former dancers. Just, like, whatever... However crazy
whatever,
enough you have to be to get into that.
Yeah, whatever archetype, personality-wise, lured you into that... The same personality that would lend one to
right,
dance
exactly. To say F it.
Doesn't lend
like,
one.
Like, I have no shame.
Was very much an acceptance thing, too, I think. Which means
they long for attention from anyone.
Exactly. Meaning they got to throw the pink ring around to keep the boys in the picture.
Exactly.
So,
I don't know. It's your birthday.
I want to do nothing. I want the gift of not giving my money to filthy whores. Give me that gift.
All right. I don't care.
But what I keep doing every year is I always hit up broads. And I'm just like, it's my birthday. Can I just F you? Like, I'll just do it once, like 25th, 26th.
Has it ever worked?
A couple times, I think. A couple times. I don't even remember. That's how good it was, whatever happened. You know, usually the birthday is just eating crappy cake with you. Oh, God, I do hate this part of the year. I forgot that. It's two cakes in a row, and I just go to mom's house.
I'm not getting a cake.
Well, she'll buy you a cake anyhow. You know, Maria.
No, she ain't.
You know how mom works. Please.
Last year, did she or didn't she?
Of course she got you a cake, and I ended up eating it because it's an effing
cake.
Hell
no, dude.
It's a cake.
Don't poison
me,
bitch.
Well, it's a cake.
Put your foot down with her.
It's a cake.
Her passive-aggressive Gestapo tactics. I don't care if she's 65. She needs to learn.
It's a cake.
Well, I'm not eating it.
I think I'll heave mine after a day.
Get a Fudgy the Whale.
We never got those as kids.
Cookie puss.
We never
dude, Carvel ice cream cakes.
Amazing.
I mean, it's got like half of your daily fat, if not more, one slice. Like 1/40th of it.
But it delivers.
Oh, God, yeah. No, one year I ate like a whole effing sheet cake to myself.
I remember that.
No, it's ice cream with frosting on it. How the F can you beat that?
What was it? Like
there's
maybe
no
the 10th or 11th. And I was so psyched after work to have more of your cake. And I got home and it was gone.
No, the frosting is better than any frosting on any real cake. And instead of having Essie sponge cake, it's got effing ice cream. And even the sprinkles are goddamn delicious. Like the little effing dots they put on them.
My only beef with ice cream cake is it's bulletproof. You're going to knock your teeth out.
No, you
got to
microwave it.
Yeah, but even then. Because
I won't wait for it.
I've broken blades trying to cut the damn thing open.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, because, I mean, no one can wait half an hour before eating it.
No, you got to take, like, a meat cleaver and chop it apart and then nuke it.
Yeah, get a serrated knife to cut it and then put it in the microwave.
Hmm.
Yeah, you need the...
Sounded like The View all of a sudden.
No, yeah, get the serrated one so you can actually, like, saw it instead of, like, try to push the thing down, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to try to do the topical thing, I think. Will loaded up before the show a list of the Oscar noms.
Because so many of you are throwing your Oscar parties whenever the F it is next Sunday. Sipping wine.
So many gay yous, you mean. I don't know. I still don't know a straight man who has an Oscar party.
It was sarcastic.
Dang, I know people who do it.
Jesus, H, are you serious?
I'm
sure.
Broads get old enough, and if they're not, like, engaged, they got to have something to look forward to.
I'm sure the dip S's we're living with.
They
better be effing moving.
Yeah, they better. That'll be my Oscar party.
Throwing their crap out the front door.
Exactly. Oh, God. And again, it's not that I wanted things to get this ugly. It's just they have.
He's a stubborn ass. That's what I'm saying. He needs to be taught his lesson. He's uppity. And we all know why I chose that word. He is uppity. And he needs to be reminded of where he comes from. Where his place is.
Is he being sassy?
Regardless of who's in the White House.
Stanley is a sassy black man.
Yeah. No, he's just, he thinks he's hot ass, and he needs to be taught an effing lesson.
I just, at this point, want to hit the reset button. I just want to Travis Bickle it. Someone needs to take this city and flush it down the effing toilet. That's
no,
how
maybe
I view
one,
it.
Like, I'll handle a confrontation. I got more venom left
to
me.
If pushed to anything, trust me, I'll go berserk. Like, if they aren't out by Friday at midnight or Saturday at midnight,
yeah.
You will see. There are two sides to Tony Soprano.
I'd say just call the cops. Charge them with trespassing. That's why I said make sure it's clear with the landlord. Be like,
yeah.
Because, you know, in the event the cops get called, they're going to call her. She's the owner of the house.
Yeah.
And if she says, these three guys are cool to be here, mm-hmm. Anyone else isn't, and the cops will be like, to Leo Miller, get out.
And then we can film Ronnie Dobbs getting his ass pulled out.
Yeah, and pick your S up whenever it's convenient for us, or if they like it so much, they can buy it from us on Craigslist. It's like the Sopranos where they're towing Chrissy's car because he bought it off Johnny Sack.
Yeah.
This was to be seized. He's like, if you like it so much, it'll be on auction block in New Jersey next week. Buy it again.
Oh, God. All right. A little bit of Oscars.
Alrighty.
Or do you want to...
No, that's fine with me. I've seen, like, two movies out of all this. Yeah, I think you've seen more.
Two better than we typically do. Alright, we're going to start with the top, I suppose.
Yep. Why not?
Well, no.
Or we could do the Mr. Skin thing. Although, Mike...
What's the Mr. Skin
Mike
thing?
Mike did that. To accompany the Oscars, he has, like, you know, best breasts, best lesbian scene, like, all that stuff.
We haven't seen any of these things.
No, I think we see more of this stuff.
I guess the best natural breasts in Hollywood right now would be Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
If we want to go that route.
But she's not an actress, so we've already failed.
Yeah.
God, no, plus his, like he was saying, it's like there's not a lot of nudity in modern movies, except I guess this thing with Kate Winslet, the reader. Apparently she's naked and effing a 15-year-old in that.
Really?
Some like Nazi movie.
Mom wanted to go see it.
Well.
That would be...
I don't know if I want to see that fat sack of pig meat naked.
No, she got in pretty banging shape, much as she's still kind of gross in Kate Winslet. She just looks like she don't smell good down there.
She actually looked decent to me in...
Sunshine?
That, yeah, I was going to say that Jim Carrey movie.
Something about it, man.
The blue hair.
Like, I don't care
it's
how taut she gets the rest of her body.
Her face.
The face, something ain't right, and you get the feeling that when the
it's
knickers...
a permanent fat chick face.
The knickers come down, there's a bit of a whoof factor. It's like it lets itself out. It lets itself breathe. Cavernous is the adjective I'm looking for.
Like taking the cover off an old car.
Yeah, an unfurling. A labial unfurling.
An antique automobile that's been in storage for a few decades.
Yeah, something just ain't doing down there.
Oh,
because you see even Titanic, you know, it's a pretty crappy movie, but you see her tease, so you want to be hyped for that.
But is she pretty soft? She's very, like, Rubenesque.
Rubenesque. It looks like those Zoftig is maybe
yeah, it looks
word.
Like those old paintings.
Yeah.
The chicks with the bellies. Go
yeah.
out farther than their
you
chest.
You get the feeling, like, even if the ship went down, she'd be floating. You know what I mean?
It's got, like, the 50s Playboy body.
Which, nothing wrong with that. In its own way.
Marilyn Monroe's pretty nasty by today's standards.
See, I'd still hit it. I, but, you know, I like that website.
I mean, if that's the hottest woman in
Big
the world.
BigTeesRoundAs.com. That's my favorite porn site.
Yeah, but with white women of that era, it's not, like, toned at all. It's just fat.
Okay, I'll give you a little
shapeless,
bit of that.
Shapeless, blobby ooze.
I'll give you a little bit of that.
Because that's before, like, fitness was en vogue, too.
Yeah, that's right. The lifting culture probably came in. I mean, really, bodybuilding and aerobics was 70s.
Yeah. Was,
but 50s, you had male lifters.
Right, but I'm saying until it spread to, like, mainstream America.
70s.
Chicks, yeah.
70s, 80s.
80s, right.
Yeah.
When okay. Gold's Gym.
I do like me an athletic bod.
I'm not saying they have to be like Venus Williams, but or anything even close to that.
I didn't say Carl Weathers with a vagina. I said athletic body. Well,
but no, I mean I only like seeing like muscles on chicks, but not just the,
that's because you're intimidated. I understand.
Don't be. No, you'd love this chick at my gym, your old gym.
Who is it?
I don't know. Almost looks like Britney Spears-ish, but like,
oh yeah, I'm
tough.
Such a freak for loving that. Go on. What kind of crazy things has your brother
no,
turned
this
on
is pretty
by?
Hot. I'm
go
saying,
on by this hot Britney Spears in our gym.
You'd go nuts over.
Yeah, I probably. You know who else would? Everybody.
I'm sure they do.
A man called Everybody would want to do a Britney Spears in his local gym.
Actually, I mean, better looking than Britney Spears now.
Oh,
like
so just better
Britney
looking
Spears.
Than Britney. Like so, Britney Spears in her prime, and hey, John, that's your type.
I'm saying the fact she's like toned or whatever.
So I'm into hot chicks. Go on, go on, Will. What other? Embarrassing insights do you have for the airwaves? Do I like breasts, too? Am I a fan of drinking water? Do I find it refreshing? What dirt do you have on Papa Giorgio the Elder?
Don't pick on me, goddammit. I'm sensitive.
Go on about Britney. How old, how tall, how big in the tees?
Not that big, that's what I'm saying, but just, like, athletic-y.
How tall?
I don't know. I don't really care about height. I'm not short. I guess average for chick, maybe 5'6", I don't know.
Perfect.
I'll take a camera phone.
Thank you.
Picture of her. How about that?
Just be like, oh, this is so my brother can rub one out. It's his birthday. Hi, my name's Will. And she'll pull him up.
There we go.
It'll be like your Joe Francis.
Be like, can I photograph your toe?
Exactly.
When you're on the donkey
can
lift.
I, yeah. Oh, God. The donkey calf machine.
No, she was doing that, but she was doing that thing where, like,
For those who are listening at home and don't know what the donkey calf machine is,
it's just like the back of your thigh.
It's the man's best friend. No, it's for your calves. There's two. That's why it's the donkey calf machine.
Oh, I don't know. Today's, listen past the
today's
donkey.
S on Will Day. And there's a couple different.
It's actually called donkey.
Donkey calves.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why, except you can stare at a chick's donkey ass while she does it. But I, even in Arnold, you know,
donkey
real
puncher.
Yeah, in real lifting books, it's called the donkey calf machine. You bend over.
Oh, I guess because donkeys kick.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. You earned your keep. You're back on the island. You bend over and just stick your ass in the air. And I mean, if your guy friends are doing it, you just laugh at them. But if a cute chick hops on the donkey calf machine,
you know, all of a sudden people start like falling off treadmills.
I mean, seriously, I have seen this one blonde who didn't have much of an ass, but always was in pigtails and had the biggest implants.
Nice.
And she bent over to do the donkey calf machine. I swear to God, the gym stopped.
It's kind of like this. Nice.
Nice.
She was doing the thing. It's like, I don't even know what you call it. Like the tricep. You know, like where the pull-up bars are? They have the thing so you could do various crossover cables.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
Pull, like, stuff down for your triceps.
Yes.
And then, you know, there's that one exercise where you, like, kneel down and do it. So you
for abs.
Yeah, it almost looks like you're, like, praying to Allah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was, like, doing that. I think her crack was showing, too.
Oh, God, I'd have been praying, too, brother.
So, yeah, I think it was kind of like that. Like, you see everyone, like, sneaking a peek.
You need to call me when she's in the... Well, okay.
Seems to be there every Monday when I'm there, like, every Monday evening.
And do you have to pay on Monday evenings, or have you been able to sneak in?
Lately, I've been paying.
Damn.
Saturday is a good time to get it for free.
Huh.
That place is just an effing ghost town.
Brunette or blonde?
Blonde. I think natural, like dirty blonde.
Hey. Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to think, like, God damn it.
I could still pay a visit.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, you know, why not give her all this? Why withhold?
There you go.
It's my birthday. Let's give the gift of me. So, the Oscars, brother.
Back to the Oscars. All right, so what's up? We'll start at the top of the mountain.
Well, no. We're going to make like every other asshat who's done this. I believe you have
five to six
main categories.
Yep.
You have all your supportings, all your mains.
And best picture.
And director.
Yeah, if
okay. You got Boyle for Slumdog.
What category is this?
This is director.
All right.
Danny Boyle. You got...
did not see it.
The Reader's director.
Did not see it.
And you got Benjamin Button's director.
I saw that.
You did?
Yeah.
Didn't see that. I did see Slumdog.
Oh, no.
You know, between the two of us, we might actually be able to do this. Frost Nixon. You got Howdy Doody.
Who?
Ron Howard.
Oh.
Frost Nixon and Gus Van Sant with Gay Milk.
I have not seen that. Okay, so...
Of course
you've
seen
Slumdog.
You passed the test.
I've seen
Strait.
Benjamin Button.
Okay.
Benjamin Button is not as awful as I thought it would be. It's actually fairly decent.
Are you going with that as the winner? Because you've seen it.
If it's the one I've seen...
Let's go with that.
All right.
Okay, you know what? I am going to trump your Benjamin Button pick. I'm going to go with Slumdog.
All right. Now, actually, let's talk about, like, is the direction any good? Like, are there any cool shots?
Yeah, it's energetic. I like the color schemes. There's one kind of almost a staccato slow motion.
Are the Indian ghettos painted in bright colors to make them look more desperate? Or
very festive.
Is that the case like in L.A. and other places?
The Indian ghettos look very ghetto-y.
Okay, so they're not painted like bright pastel colors.
No, I very much never want to enter these places as long as I live.
I didn't know the people in that movie are like actually like Indian ghetto people. They're not actors.
The little kids.
Oh, not like the main actor.
No, just the little kids. And it's well done. So I'm going to go with my Slumdog.
Benjamin Button.
It's going to beat your Benjamin Button. You're going down, bitch.
The one thing I would say, and I'm not like a film expert by any means, like when
God, some food came up.
When he's like old in the beginning,
yes.
When he's in the old body, and they like superimpose his like makeup old face on like some midget's body or some withered old man's body.
What is it? He's like baby tiny but old?
No, okay, he's born as a baby, but he has, like, arthritis, he's wrinkly, you know, he's got, like, the nasty, like, stray gray hairs.
So he's like a gross little gremlin baby.
Right, exactly. And then when he gets bigger, he starts to look like a decrepit old 90-year-old.
So
and then he gradually gets younger until he becomes a baby again and dies.
What's the baby dying scene like? Does he just turn into a tadpole? Like, do you see him become sperm and evaporate?
No. He's just, I think, actually, whatever, what's-her-face, ugly Blanchett is, like...
Cate Blanchett.
Cradling him, you know, like, just kind of holding him as a baby.
Breastfeeds him?
No, he just goes to sleep. Oh. He don't wake up.
Oh, a dead baby.
Yeah. Everyone's favorite kind.
Would you port Cate Blanchett?
She looks okay in that movie, for her. I hate her face. She got the weird Joker mouth. Her, you could drive a goddamn truck through her lips. I mean, that is one wide mouth.
Okay, a Joker product smile.
Really wide. I mean, like Cameron Diaz, maybe more so.
Julia Roberts big?
Bigger. Her lips are so effing long.
Huh. All right.
But in that movie, she looks okay.
Well, let me just hear you say that Benjamin Button is going to win Best Director.
Sure.
You are wrong.
Take that to the money, man.
You are wrong. Slumdog's taking your
movie,
bitch.
My whole point was... Okay, so, like, when he's 7 years old...
Okay.
He looks 70. Like 90 or something.
Okay.
Like, he's in a wheelchair, like... And so they superimpose, like, Brad
Pitt.
But is
he, like, retarded like a seven-year-old? Does he have a seven-year-old brain, or is he an
adult?
Yeah,
he has a seven-year-old brain, so he acts like a kid, and he hangs out with Cate Blanchett when she's, like...
Why is that even the premise of the movie? What does that matter? How does it even work?
That's what I thought. That's the whole reason I don't want to see it. I'm like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, like... We all have this window, and this ties into your whole aging thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like when their relationship, because they meet in the middle. Like, he meets her when she's a little kid.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, they sneak out to, like, play at night, and then her grandmother catches them, and she's like, you nasty man. Like, how dare you? Because, you know, she thinks he's 90 or whatever. You know, he's actually 7. But they meet in the middle where they can F legally.
Yeah.
And that's the point. It's like, those were the best years of their lives. Like, they have a kid, actually, and then he ends up going away because he's like, you know, she can't have a father who's going to be a kid, too.
Yeah.
So even though he loves Cate Blanchett, he ends up leaving her so she can get, like, remarried.
I've used that line a lot. I love you, baby. I got
to go. I'm aging backwards.
I'm going to be a kid soon. You don't understand. Bye.
So, but the point is, like, moms, it's like your adult time. And, you know, I mean, you have to be taken care of when you're younger. You have to be taken care of when you're older. So the period in between where you can wipe your own A. That's important. Make the most of it. Enjoy it. So, that's the whatever the hell you would call it.
Okay.
Moral of the story.
Work with what you got. So, pretty much we got... Our mission right now is to stay alive until science can make us eternal.
That's exactly
how I view it.
Until they can freeze our heads like Ted Williams.
Until I can inject nanobots and, like, I can be shot and I recover in 2 seconds like Wolverine. That is all I want out of life.
That is exactly the point.
Yeah.
Get your adamantium skeleton while you can.
Exactly. I want the claws. I want the mutant healing factor. I want the Hugh Jackman abs. I want it all. That's all I want in life. Stay alive. Become Wolverine. Live forever.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but it's good.
True.
Right. So that is the point of Benjamin Button.
I was just laughing about that to Mom. I was like, you realize you were born like 30 years too early? To reap any of these benefits.
Oh, yeah, and we weren't.
You're just going to be a corpse, and we're going to live forever?
I'm sure.
We're going to live forever. We're going to live forever. Why are you laughing at this?
Not the way you drive, mother effing.
We can take it to the bank, the money bank.
But my whole effing point with this was, you've seen, was it Little Man?
Yeah.
The Marlon Wayans thing? You don't get that.
I'm glad I finally made you laugh on the show.
Where that, you know, I mean, it's decent, but it still looks CGI to all hell.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty effing seamless in Benjamin Button.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't have Little Man Syndrome. Because I even asked Tina, I was like, well, is that Brad Pitt or is it some old dude? Like, and it's him. They somehow superimpose his head on, like, some tiny body.
Does the baby look like Brad Pitt?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's Brad. No, the baby doesn't look like Brad Pitt.
That I would have been blown away by.
No, because it basically goes straight from him being a baby to like 7, which is like 90. He looks 90.
And then you see him as a normal looking guy, probably.
Yeah, then he starts to. Then you see him like 50-ish, 40s, 30s, 20s. And then, like, they make him look younger pretty good, too. Like
a Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad Pitt.
I was going to say, yeah. Because, like, they somehow, like, iron all the wrinkles out of the face because the dude's, like, 40 or whatever.
45, I think.
Yeah. So, like, and there's a scene where he's still playing. I mean, he has to look like 16.
So it's like Brad Pitt in his prime and he's banging an old Cate Blanchett?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
No, so that actually happens. Like when she's married. Like when she's remarried.
I'm just saying in real life.
Oh, yeah.
You're Brad Pitt in your prime, and you're still finger banging a Kate Blanchett at 60. Yeah, right.
Hell no. Well, he loves her.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I really don't think Angelina
I don't know if there's a love out there that could make me turned on by an old, old woman.
If you really love the bee.
I'd want to go out and...
To a certain extent. I mean, yeah, 70s, that's great territory.
Yeah, I don't...
Literally.
Love is a heady brew, but it can't give you that much of a beer goggle.
I don't know. I'd say at least 50s.
I guess 50s, yeah. But, I mean, even then, the fruit done fell off the vine.
I don't know. Then
I mean, it's,
you need
it's
to make
love.
A mutual okay. arrangement. You both go to Prozzi's. I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. What?
Prozzi's.
Okay.
Some Ollie G.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Love is, it'll make you crazy and retarded. And you'll be able to put up with stuff. But old and gross is old and gross, dude.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, like 70, like silver foxish, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, even now, I'm falling apart. My boys no longer have their spring sackiness going on. I think I need to get some whitey-tighties, like some support effect. You know, like a chick with huge tees needs to go and get a bra. Maybe mine are just really big, that's why they're doing yeah, that.
Boxer briefs or whatever.
That's what I'm rocking.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have some boxer briefs, except like I have those massive Maria Papa Giorgio thighs.
Right.
With all the muscles. So,
oh,
like,
so it's like tight on you?
Yeah, they can't fit around my thighs whatsoever. They
effing
just bunch
girdle.
Up in my crotch. So, you know, it looks like I'm wearing black whitey tighties. Blacky tighties, I guess it'd be.
Go back to the jockeys then.
I have like four of those. You'd never want to wear white underwear again.
Why?
You can still see a smear now and again.
Oh,
you can still see a little poo poos.
What the hell is wrong with you? I don't wear any underwear.
Excluding
the times I S myself, which are few and far between.
I'm not saying I S myself. I'm saying, like, you could clean back there as whistle-stop fresh as you think it can get.
But just because it's so tight?
Something comes out still.
I don't know.
Something.
Figure that check.
I mean, it's not like, yeah, maybe. Maybe I just have a lazy rectum. I mean, it's not that tight. It's not like the whitey-tighty goes 6 inches up your colon or something.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Any excuse.
No, I'll do my thing and just think it's...
Well, do you wipe sitting down?
I'll do a variety of poses to think I'll get everything. I'll do a damn yoga split if I think it'll help me clean it up.
I don't know.
Why, are you a sit-down wiper?
No, I do both sometimes, too. Depends how messy it is, but no, mostly... I started doing it sitting.
Has it ever been so bad that you've had to do, like, initial maintenance and then you hop in the shower to get the rest and then you go for final maintenance?
Not unless I'm, like, going out. A lot of times when I'm going out, I'll take a shower.
If you're not going out, you'll just S yourself and go to bed.
No, but, I mean, there's been times where I've like, taken a hand mirror.
Like, whoa!
Just to make sure.
A hand mirror?
Yeah, because sometimes, like, if you keep going at it and you keep getting stains, you know, there's, like, some chunk shoved somewhere up in the crack or something.
I've never even thought that.
Yeah.
A hand mirror? Good Lord, Freddie Mercury.
Same way you shave your ass.
Oh, my. Okay. I've never done that either. Never the actual.
Maybe that's why you got dingleberry skid marks or something. I don't know.
No, I'm not getting dingleberry skid marks. I always make sure there's no dingles.
I don't know.
Good Lord. Back to our Oscar picks.
What the hell do we get on that subject?
Best Supporting Actress. Amy Adams and her dingleberries, for doubt. I have not seen it.
No.
Don't even know who Amy Adams is.
Nope.
You ain't winning, bitch. Penelope Cruz, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
You saw that.
Woody Allen flick. She dykes out with Scarlett Johansson. Not bad.
Are they naked or just like making out?
Just making out, but Penelope Cruz looks effable in this movie somehow. And
she's
Scarlett Johansson.
Good and blow. That's like the only thing I can think of her.
She ain't bad overall, honestly. She's kind of a weirdly wormy exotic, you know. Normally I like a little brunette with some olive skin going, but she kind of makes it gross most of the time. But she's good there. And Scarlett Johansson I love. Really, what an ass on that. Marissa Tomei, the wrestler.
That's my pick.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it and she gets all kinds of naked.
She's naked like half the movie.
Although her nipples are quite disturbing.
You really hate her nipples. I know. I didn't find like them that lactated. Gross, but then I think I enjoy more of a nip than the average bear.
Ugh. But I'm not saying like areola size. I'm talking like it looks like if you squeezed them, like you'd squirt Mickey Rourke in the eye. Like if she did that move where you pinch them on stage.
Yeah. I don't know. I know what you're saying. There was a fullness to them. And
it looked like
darkness.
Hetfield spitting out water on stage.
With the EETFUK guitar.
Exactly.
I'll give it to her. Curious, we got Taraji Henson for Benjamin.
Is it a black woman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's his mom. I was wondering why it wasn't Kate Blanchett. So she's pretty good.
And then Viola Davis Doubt.
No.
Two doubters.
Yeah.
Whatever. Screw them both.
Tomei
is the winner because she gets naked.
And I really like that movie. I'm surprised. I can't believe it wasn't nominated for Best Picture. F that. I know, everyone's like, oh, it's not that great of a movie, but Mickey Rourke's performance is great. It's a good effing movie.
I thought it was good. I probably need to see it a second time just because I wasn't bowled over, but there's tons of movies.
I think they
could have
just edited it a little bit more. Like, it seemed to drag like a teensy bit.
Like this show.
Well said. Like, I kind of wish they cut out just all the S with his daughter. Like, I didn't really care for that.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really affect him all that much. Because in the end, she said, F you.
And then she's just gone.
Yeah. And I guess it's supposed to contribute to, like, why he doesn't care that he's going to kill himself.
You mean why he dies in the end of the movie? For those listening at home, Mickey Rourke dies at the end of The Wrestler.
Take that to the money bank.
Also, Heath Ledger's still dead.
News update.
Something awful has happened to the Hindenburg.
Anna Nicole Smith has died.
Four planes are missing. It is September 11th. All right. Best supporting actor, Josh Brolin for Milk. I like Josh Brolin. I didn't see Milk because I'm straight, and to see Milk would make me a gay man.
Have you seen Brokeback?
Yes, I took a date to Brokeback. That's one of my good stories. This really, really hot piece of ass I met online. Like, typically, you know, you meet a girl online. You do that, too. And then you go to the clinic 2 weeks later. If you're me. If you're Will, you just go, 2 weeks ago I got laid. Time to go on with my life.
Yep. I use soap.
Exactly. I scrubbed the AIDS off it.
I used antibacterial soap.
Yeah, this was just some blonde art teacher. And normally I'm not huge into blondes, but this is just like the biggest corn-fed piece of ass you've ever seen. And I didn't have my stuff together yet. Like, I just started working.
Right.
So I was still tubbier and had mom's Taurus, her Ford CLI Taurus.
Right.
And just didn't respect myself. And her being a very...
Living with mom will do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't have my mental game together. Took her to Brokeback just because she said either that or not another date movie. And my rationale was sound. I said, you know what? Probably won't work out either way. At least I'll watch a good movie as opposed to a movie I'm only watching.
Is it decent?
I want to get in her scooch. Yeah, good.
I'd rather watch Brokeback than if a date movie.
Well, first of all, okay, it's not like you see money shots and stuff like that.
No, but even like...
Like, it isn't sack on sack for 20 seconds.
Kissing.
Like, yeah, they kiss.
I mean, I'm open-minded, but it's still
I'm very
not
open-minded,
something I want to see.
Yes, when I see graphically executed gay stuff, I still kind of...
Yeah, no.
Not into it.
I don't like seeing two dudes tonguing each other.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a good movie, though. You see Anne Hathaway's boobs?
No, I don't care for her.
I know you don't. I like her. And you see the gross pig who had the Joker's kids. I think you see her boobs, maybe. I don't even remember.
Oh, is that how they met? Whatever her name is?
Yeah, I believe
something.
So. Michelle.
Williams.
There you go.
Between the two of us, we have a brain.
All right, Costanza.
Yeah, she really ain't that hot.
Oh, she's gross. I mean, like, that's a chick you could...
She's average.
You could walk out of here and go to the local Shoney's and raw dog a chick of equal hotness. And
Shoney's. Things still even effing open.
Oh, there's still a Shoney's.
In Frederick.
No, in Manassas, too.
Jesus, really?
Oh, yeah. I pretended to
Wasn't that stuff really effing good? I think about like the Shoney's burgers.
I loved it.
They like toast the buns and stuff?
Yeah. No, any restaurant does an actual decent job with their burgers.
No, but like the restaurants where there's just like fat white trash, doesn't give an S about their health.
Yeah.
300-pound mother effers coming in.
Like ham and fried egg burger, the Good Morning Burger. They actually make those.
No, I've seen that disgusts me. Egg and burger do not go together.
No, that
dude biting into the yolk and having that dripped. I'd vomit.
No, me too. No,
even ham on a burger is nasty.
The borderline.
Yep, bacon works.
Psycho half lesbian.
Uh-huh.
That I was porking that one week, one good week where I was just raw dogging it daily.
Mm-hmm.
I took her out one time
to the Shoney's.
I pulled into the Shoney's parking lot and I said, "Well, here we are," and she almost kicked me in the nuts right there. I mean, like, I played it to a T. Like, I picked her up and was all classy about it. And then I see a Shoney's sign as we're heading toward the actual destination.
Where were you actually going?
I was taking her to Bonefish. And then she's like, "I love whatever the hell, Lone Star, whatever, right next to the
Shoney's."
No, not next to the Shoney's. It's a Western joint, has its own microbreweries. I always forget what the hell it's called.
Sweetwater.
There you go. Yeah. She likes Sweetwater. It's right next to the Bonefish. Yeah, so I was like,
Seaville.
Yeah, I'm like, close your eyes for 30 seconds. So we pull up. I'm like, voila. And then I did her later that night.
Wait, she said she loved the place without seeing it or something?
She used to work at Sweetwater or something.
Oh.
And I was taking her to Bonefish. And then I said, "Yeah, this will be great." She's like, and then we somehow, I was like, "What do you like even more?" She's like, "Sweetwater." I just looked in the rear view.
She didn't know it was there.
And then the magic trick was I paid for dinner, which I usually don't do.
Such a gentleman.
Oh, I always go Dutch. I know it's always going to fail. So.
Yeah, really? Jesus H.
What? I don't care. Uh-huh. I don't care. I know I will never... Any chick I'm with, it will hit the fan.
I know that. I'm just saying, like... I don't know. Have some chivalry. Jesus Christ.
No. No.
Can't even pick up, like, $15 of food.
I can do, like, 10. Once we cross into the double digits, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I feel like I'm a John, a hooker's customer.
It'd be one thing if you're like paying her effing car payments, but buying a bitch dinner, Jesus Christ. It's like a tradition as old as time itself.
Yeah, and it still says I'm paying for your company. She needs to know that I'm the catch.
No,
she needs to work for me.
It's the whole thing is doing something nice for someone else. It's not like I'm buying you Applebee's to get in your pants later.
I've had this talk. By the way, that does work. No, I've had this talk with good old Miriam,
right,
who's just the biggest user of men, but won't own up to it.
Biggest, because she likes to eat.
I will treat all my friends and you and mom to whatever. Because you've earned it a million times over. You ain't going anywhere. If you walked up to me tomorrow and you're like, "John, I need $1,000. I'm not going to pay you." Let's say, "Here you go."
I know how you feel. Like, family, I don't know about friends.
If Tony was like, well, okay, Tony and Rich, I'll take them out whenever we go out. And we usually, because it evens out. You know, I'll pick up a couple. He'll pick up a couple.
Right. So you're saying on something you know is like destined to end soon.
Yes, I am livid when I know someone got the financial better of me.
Even if it's $30.
Yes. Oh, it eats at me. Eats at my soul. In fact, I
don't know. To me, it's like you got to realize, like they say in Blow, life is what happens while you're making grand plans for it or what passes you by.
Yeah.
You got to do some simple things like make yourself happy, even like if you're chasing down a dream or whatever.
Oh, no. The whole time I'm just chewing my burger and I'm like, God. And she'll be like, "Yeah, I'll have another drink. How about you, John?" I'm like,
"Ah." I'm sure you make that noise without realizing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my teeth will clench. I'm just like, another water for me. God. And she's like, "I'm having."
She's saying if she orders like another beer or something.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking a Diet Pepsi. Mixed drink. She's like, "I'll have another Cosmo."
Which are like $10. Yeah. That might kind of piss me off.
And I'm like, "Get me more bread and water, waiter."
Yeah, okay. I could see like the whole $12 mixed drinks thing. That, because I don't drink.
Well,
and like, you don't
thing.
Really drink either. So that.
Like, you take them out to be nice, but okay, I think it's lame whenever a guy takes a chick out to lube the wheel. Like, I want to be in your pants ASAP. Like, I want to do laid-back things, like we're just chilling with other friends.
So I want to do that. I just do it. It's like if you're hanging out, if you're watching a movie or whatever, you're like, hey, I'm hungry. Are you hungry? Yeah. Let's go get food.
Okay.
A simple solution.
Well, that would take me to a lower tier of restaurant like a Wegmans, where I wouldn't mind footing the bill, but that's under $10.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever done, like, goddamn, looking back. No, I've never really done, like, any classy sit down with a broad other than like homecoming senior year.
Yeah.
Like girlfriends and stuff. I think like the most expensive was like Uno's, which is like surprisingly expensive. It's not like a nice place.
Uno's will rack it up on you a little bit.
Same with like effing Red Robin, dude. $8-$10 for a burger.
Burger
with like five fries on the side.
Yeah.
You are still effing hungry after that.
Well, you know what? Thank you. Because, yeah, I'm talking like actual restaurants where the entrees are 20 and your drinks are like minimum five.
I don't think I've ever done that.
All right, then you know what?
Then, yeah, no, because, I mean, you should.
You know what? Glass houses?
All right. No, I just never really stopped and thought about it because to me, it's like, yeah, I would never. I don't try to impress
chicks. Well, especially.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got to be like, ooh, I can afford to take you out to Ruth's Chris. Like, you know, F you and F her.
It kills me because, especially if you've already hit it 10 times sideways.
You're like, what is the point? Fish sticks from 7-Eleven, baby.
Exactly. You're like, hey, three taquitos, $3. And blow me while we're at it.
Yeah, no. Like, okay, now I see. Like, yeah, if some chick's like, you never take me out. And, like, she expects you to go to a fancy restaurant.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I'll do it as a nice thing to show him a big man, you know, magnanimous. It's like, okay, we've been effing a little while. Time to treat you to something nice. And then the instant money enters the equation, I get
you
sick
resent.
To my stomach. Yeah, and the resentment just builds until the relationship ends. And that's all it is.
And don't do it.
I really can't. I just have to, like, have a chick where we watch movies around the house and F, and then I take them out for double cheeseburgers.
Plus, it's like a chick. You know what I'm saying? It's like mom with a birthday. If you make something out to be a big production with a chick, it will always devolve into a fight. Because they just make it.
That's
such
us.
An no. Well, maybe. I don't know. I think it's with anyone. It's just like it's such an effing big deal to them to go out. I don't understand the mentality at all.
Nah.
Like I like to think, you know, like I'm pretty sensitive. I can understand a lot of like where chicks are coming from. I do not understand why getting dressed up and going out.
They love pageantry. They got to show off what they are.
Is your life that effing empty?
Yes.
That's
dude,
sad.
Dude, if you want to speak about Benjamin Bratt, Little Time Windows, or Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Benjamin Bratt also has a little time window.
Yeah. Oh, his is gone. But.
Wait, he's dead?
I'm just saying, we don't really talk about him anymore. Now, do we?
Benjamin Bratt. Oh, okay. It's 15 minutes.
There
all
we
right.
go. Chick's got, like, what? 10 good years?
Yeah, and it's just the fact that, like, most of them don't really do anything.
20 to 30? Maybe.
They work enough to support themselves, and then they try to land some guy who will give them validation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sure if you had a chick who, like, had something going for her, like, maybe she's a photographer, she's good at that, or had some sort of purpose in her life, maybe she's in an effing band, I don't know, then the whole dressing up to go out thing would be a non-issue.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
But to
and
people
I'm tell
who
you right
just
now,
work
you're probably wrong.
Really?
It's just one of those chick things, I think.
Like Valentine's Day or whatever?
Just one of those chick things, yeah.
I guess.
They still need to be trotted out there like a show dog.
No, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't mind getting dressed up to go to the titty bar.
That is true. The suit comes out for the titty bar every time.
And,
Which is always just
no,
the best
or
thing
even
ever.
Like the occasional.
People see pictures of that. They're like, oh, where was he going? You know? Is he heading to Ruth's Chris? Were you going to Morton's? A dinner at Morton's? It's like, no, we're going to Scores. We're going to Legs.
Vixen's.
We're going to the shower room at Vixen's.
In effing Morton's, where West Virginia.
Exactly.
Or he Bunker
likes,
Hill.
He likes to show his respects to Bubbles.
But, like, I don't know. It's just, then they just get, it's like, it reminds me of Mom. The same S happened with Tina. I'm sure it's happened with other chicks before. I think I broke something.
Well, no, you didn't. To the people listening in the equipment room, nothing's broken. Ha ha ha.
Some washers just fell out.
Oh my god, you didn't. Nothing broke.
Yeah.
At all.
No, you know what? I didn't even touch it. It's like the quarter inch headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever the washers are outside, like keep it secure, it just fell off.
Oh god.
Oh well, whatever.
We need times are tough, kid. We need the tax money.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just, I don't think, I've never seen it, I've never experienced it where you can just like get all that dressed up for some chick's birthday or Valentine's Day dinner or whatever the F it is and some sort of drama not go down. Unless they get every single effing thing they want. Unless everything goes their way.
The point of all this, though, is Heath Ledger a shoo-in?
What the F category were we on? We did supporting actors.
We got Heath Ledger, Tropic Thunder, Robert Downey Jr., Philip Seymour Hoffman, Doubt, Revolutionary Road, Milk.
Oh, Doubt's the thing about like the molesting Catholic priest or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I guess that's why it's called Doubt.
Huh.
They doubt he didn't touch that boy's little bone.
Exactly. I doubt I won't get a boner watching it.
What was after Philip Seymour Hoffman?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Joker.
PSH. I've not seen that movie. Sacrilegious it is. So, I mean, he'll probably get it, I'm sure.
Yes.
I've only seen Downey Jr. And I know there's like a big S among black people. It's like, oh, how can you give an Oscar nod to someone who wore blackface? Like it's 50 years in the wrong direction.
It was a dumb comedy movie.
Exactly. And I mean, there's also been some black people like that. I mean, it's like, did white people make a big S when White Chicks came out? Or when Dave Chappelle...
I took to the streets.
Protesting. I remember that.
Terry Crews and I protested together.
But yeah, it's like, come on. Lighten the F up, dude. I mean, if it wasn't for us, Barama...
What a brilliant pun.
Barama. But Obama wouldn't be in the White House, so chill.
Is it a tit for tat? Is that it?
Yeah.
Obama's elected, we can do blackface again. I don't like that logic, Will.
I mean, you don't think some white people helped elect your president? Chill.
I voted that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're listening from the Laura Ingraham show, in which case, go McCain. All right, well, we're out of here. It's 57 after. Don't know where Squire is with the Night Train memories, but do
Mickey
listen
Rourke
to that.
For Best Actor.
Yes.
Although it'd probably be Sean Penn, unfortunately.
Godfather for Best Picture.
All right.
Papa's Basement, Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. every week.
Seacrest out.
Later. And I didn't have the outro ready. So now we just have gum chewing.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.